AP News, I'm Ed Donahue, outside the federal courthouse in Miami. Former President Donald Trump is expected to be at the courthouse later to answer to 37 felony charges of mishandling classified documents. The AP's Eric Tucker reports there are dramatic legal and political implications.
The case is unfolding as Trump remains the frontrunner in the 2024 Republican presidential primary. And this is also a case that has 37 felony counts that, taken together, carry the prospect of years in prison. And so we are going to see a convergence in the months ahead of legal and political storylines.
Donald Trump himself has encouraged supporters to join a planned protest at the Miami courthouse. Stocks have been higher on Wall Street, in part because of a sign of slowing inflation.
Consumer prices cooled last month, rising just 0.1% from April to May, according to the latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That puts the annual rate at 4%, the lowest inflation number in 2 years. The inflation slowdown was led by tumbling prices for gas and a smaller rise in groceries, appliances, furniture, and airfares. Core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy costs, rose 0.4%. Tuesday's figures arrived just as Federal Reserve officials begin a meeting to discuss interest rates. With signs of easing inflation, the central bank has been signaling it may skip another rate hike for now. The Fed has raised its benchmark rate by 5 percentage points over the past 15 months in an effort to slow borrowing and spending. Jennifer King, Washington.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg promised to help repair the East Coast Maine North-South Highway as quickly as possible and said the destruction of a section of I-95 in Philadelphia will likely raise shipping costs because truckers must now travel longer, pricier routes. Police in Denver say 9 people were wounded in a mass shooting after the Nuggets won their first NBA title. A wounded suspect was taken into custody. This is AP News. Thousands of Jeeps are being recalled.
The problem is the rear coil springs can fall off while you're driving the vehicle. That increases the risk of a crash. And they say it could be a danger for other drivers, too. The vehicles being recalled are some newer Grand Cherokees, model years 2022 and 2023, and Grand Cherokee LSUVs from 2021 to 2023. The company says the springs may have been installed incorrectly in production. As of late May, the company had no reports of crashes or injuries. If your vehicle's affected, you'll be notified by letter starting July 28th. Dealers will inspect the springs and replace the assemblies if necessary. I'm Rita Foley.
Instant Brands, the maker of Pyrex glassware and Instant Pot, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as the company, that was already struggling, is stung by inflation with Americans pulling back on spending. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.